Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Hey friends, it's Ian from TV's The Recovering Gleek, a Glee podcast. When Lena and I first decided to make this podcast, we quickly realized we had literally zero idea of how to make that happen. Thankfully, a friend of ours recommended the podcasting platform Anchor. Anchor is free. It has all of the tools you need to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. You can even add songs from Spotify into it. And the absolute most amazing thing about Anchor is that they will distribute your podcast for you. So anywhere that you listen to Recovering Gleek, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever weird third-party app you're using, it is there because Anchor put it there. And the icing on the cake is that you can make money from your podcast through Anchor with no minimum listenership. All you have to do is record an ad, which is why I am recording an ad right now, because I want money very badly. It is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
This morning, I woke up. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Okay, here we go.
Okay. I know you've been practicing for like 10 minutes.
I want to make sure I know the words. Derail it.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, they call it Minnesota Monday. Lord, but Tuesday's just as bad. Oh, and Wednesday's worse. And Thursday's oh so sad. Except none of them are bad or sad. Because it's positive, because Minnesota Monday is a good thing and Maxisode Wednesday is great. So Tuesday's just as good. Oh, and Wednesday's better. And Thursday's oh so blood.
Just as better. Blood.
Just like as that. Better.
Just as better. I was going to tell you that this morning I woke up sneezing at 6:30. Like, oh, I woke up sneezing.
Like, that woke you up?
Yeah, I woke up and I was like, well, I mean, I rolled over and I was like, idea. And then I started sneezing a bunch. And then I was like, oh, no. Then I've been up since 6:45, but I had an alarm set for 8:30. And I have this app that we're not sponsored by called Alarmy, where you have to like do math problems to.
But
like,
Alarmy,
you know,
if you want to sponsor us, we would not say no.
I would not say no. You have to do math problems to like, you know, wake yourself up. And I have been doing this for so long that I have just like memorized the math problems.
No.
But hear me out. I have only memorized them in my like half sleep, half awakeness. Like I just like lose all sense of like I like math anxiety when I'm like half asleep and I'm so good at math. And then this morning I woke, like my alarm went off at 8:30 and I went to go do the math problems and I was like, wait. And I straight up did not know how to do them. I was like, I do these math problems every day. Isn't that funny? Like, I just, like, somehow when I'm awake, I have math anxiety. And I was, like, making weird mistakes.
I know that you are no longer attending school because you've graduated. But you should just pop a Benny, take a Benadryl before every math test.
Pop a Benny.
You'll be a whiz.
I love the phrase, pop a Benny. Especially in allergy season. Last night, I was... or two nights ago, I was sleeping on a friend's couch and I was like, ugh, I gotta pop a Benny. And he's like, let's pop some Bennies. And we popped Bennies. We also like this game called Fight the Benny. Here, it's allergy season. You take a Benadryl and you like see how tired you get. Is that drugs? Mm-hmm. Should we cut that out?
Well, okay. Everyone, we
don't
only condone
drugs.
Popping a Benny if you have very bad allergies, because it is an anti-allergy. Because you did say when you played that game, you said it's allergy season and you have allergies. It's not just like, let's do it for fun.
Yeah.
You guys, this is not us trying to pull a Terry Schuster in vitamin D.
Oh, no. Although she does such, like, I do want to take those pills so bad. every once in a while, I'll like think about it and think about all the energy they had. And I'm like, ugh, I want that. I want to bottle that feeling.
Right,
anyway,
well,
don't do drugs, kids. Let's get into this mini-sode. Who are you?
Hello, everyone. My name is Ian.
I don't do drugs, so check me out. And I am a mini Gleek.
Hey, what's up, you guys? My name is Lena Knatzer. I super definitely graduated from DARE, and I am also a mini Gleek.
Oh!
Let's get into this mini-sode. It's mini-sode 21.
Which, I mean, appropriate because it's all about sex. It would have been more appropriate if it was last week where it was all about alcohol, but you know, whatever.
But you know, our mini-sodes are coming into their adulthoods. Alrighty, first and foremost, we have a voicemail from Molly.
It's Molly, pronouns she, her. I just had some thoughts on the whole Dalton boarding school Blaine thing. So I don't know if you said it or I saw it on a TikTok or I heard this somewhere and I liked it, that Westerville in the Glee universe is just like right next to Lima, which obviously they didn't consciously think of that, but like so many things exist in the Glee universe that aren't in real life. Like, they don't need microphones at competition, so I think it's possible. And then that would explain why they're always at the Lima Bean, because like the McKinley kids are also always at the Lima Bean. And then I was thinking maybe it's like a boarding school, but like optional. The only boarding school I'm really familiar with is Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, I'm sure you're familiar. And that's not really optional, but I feel like maybe it's possible that like some kids sleep there and then some don't, or some do, but like they go home sometimes, maybe. I don't know. I feel like that would explain things. Yeah, I had more to say, but I don't have time. Thanks.
Yeah, I think it's very probable that Westerville is just like over the river and through the woods, like right next door to Lima. Will we continue to complain about the fact that they are an hour and a half away in the real world? You better believe it.
Literally. But in the Glee universe, I totally buy that they're close, you know?
Westerville is actually just like the name of a street that is in Lima, Ohio. They're like, and Dalton Academy is 1452 Westerville, Ohio, Lima, Ohio.
It's like a neighborhood for sure. Ayo, Westerville. And maybe it's like Dalton is like a college, how you totally can sleep on campus if you want. But like a lot of people are like, I live off campus. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like for high schoolers.
Yeah.
Molly, we definitely haven't said that, but that I'm sure someone said that in a TikTok. If someone finds that TikTok,
actually,
tag us in it.
I did say that.
You did? Shut your mouth.
I did. I said it was a hop, skip, and a jump away from Lima.
What?
I don't remember what episode. Because I edit the episodes, I hear everything we say about three times.
I
don't remember what episode it was, but I do remember that being said.
I was listening to Sexy this morning, and I remembered, like, you said something, and I was like, wait, we talked about this in the episode? And I was like, wow, you would think that I am, like, you know, asleep at the wheel here. Sometimes we say things and I forget they happen immediately.
What? It's allergy season. You pop a Benny before we record.
Listen, dude, I am allergic to the outside. Spring can absolutely eat. I hate it here. Molly, thank you so much for that message. I'm sure Ian said it, but also maybe it was said in a TikTok.
That's also very possible.
Sure. thank you so much. Up next, we have a voicemail from Rebecca.
Hey, Lena and Ian. It's Becca, she, they pronouns. I listened to your episode about Sexy, and I consulted the sacred texts, and though this isn't technically a galact, this is under errors, I found this interesting. Brittany thought she got pregnant from a stork. However, in The Power of Madonna, she seems to understand that Quinn got pregnant because she slept with Puck. Just found it interesting. You know, you guys give yourselves a hard time sometimes. You joke like, oh, haven't you heard? We've never seen an episode of this show. That's okay. Neither have the writers. It's fine. You can give yourselves a break. Also, Do You Think I'm Sexy? They recorded it. It is on the Warblers album. I don't know why they didn't put that in the episode. I know why. It's because it wasn't as popular, but still. Yeah, that's it. Love the podcast.
Becca, we were listening to the Warblers, Do You Think I'm Sexy, before recording this. Coming as someone who, like, Neon Trees is one of my favorite bands, and I love the song Animal, The Warblers cover of Do You Think I'm Sexy blows it out of the water. There is no competition.
It almost, I listened to it and I was like, maybe this is too sexy. You know what I mean?
How like Animal, they are still teens.
Yeah, like maybe it's way too sexy because listen, like even that first verse, I was like blushing. I was like, wow, it is so good. An incredible cover. Oh my gosh, amazing.
Yeah, I think you're dead right that it's because they were like, oh, but like no one really cares about Rod Stewart anymore. And they're like, and this song is in the top 40 right now, so yeah, let's do a little switcheroo.
Yeah, and I get it. I get why they did it, but I don't agree with it because that cover is incredible. I'm glad they released it, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you know me, I Burning Up, when they cut that from the Madonna episode, I have never understood.
And she's never recovered.
I have not recovered. And it's on Spotify. It's not on Apple Music. And I'm a stupid ass who uses Apple Music. Ugh, I can't believe it. Anyway, on to the Britney understanding that Quinn got pregnant from hooking up with Puck, but not understanding that, like, where babies come from in this episode. Yeah, that's just the writers not seeing the show, Becca. You are so right.
Mm-hmm. They do stuff with Britney's character where I'm like, I get it. She's dumb. And, like Glee is, like, a cartoony show. So, like, mm-hmm. She is more dumb than a normal human would ever be. And it is funny. But every once in a while, she does a quote-unquote dumb thing that I then am like, I think it's unethical for you to, like, people to be sexually active with you. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, the way that she is, like, has such a childlike innocence and, like, does not know where babies come from at all in this episode, I have a moment of, like, oh, it's kind of messed up that, like, Santana and Artie are sleeping with you when, like, you have such a limited understanding of these things. Yeah. And then you just have to, like, ignore that and be like, it's a cartoony show. Moving on.
Yeah.
I'm reading too much into it.
I think so. Yeah. Like, are her and Santana and are her and, like, Artie and her and Santana not, like, having active conversations about, like, protection or anything like that? Like, these kids, they should be chatting with each other about things.
Yeah, Britney is just a character where you can't analyze anything she says because it opens a door to a lot of concerning questions. So you just take everything at face value because, like, they're supposed to be jokes. Like, the writers aren't trying to, like, hint at a darker thing. But if you take a moment to think about it, there are plenty of darker paths you can take those jokes down.
Sure. Well, Becca, thank you so much for your message. Up next, we have an email from Kayla.
Hello, Leanne. My name is Kayla. My pronouns are she, her, and I am so grateful to have found this podcast made for me individually.
Mm-hmm. It is just for you, Kayla.
Flashback, the year 2020, the month August. Mm-hmm. Leanne and I were talking over Marco Polo, of course, how else? And we were like, we have to make a podcast for Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is important for us right now.
Yep.
So very glad for that you're catching on, Kayla.
Very glad our target audience of one person, Kayla, found our podcast. Found us. So happy you're here, Kayla.
I was in high school show choir when Glee was huge, and nothing made me more upset than how completely incorrect Glee was about high school show choir. I went to a high school in Iowa and was a part of a champion show choir that went to nationals in Chicago in 2012. Yes, I did peak in high school. You know who else went to nationals in Chicago in 2012? The New Directions.
Mm.
Isn't that weird that they got the city right with that year?
Yeah. Well, did they know? They probably knew.
I guess, but like,
they announced like where competitions will be like the year before. I'm sure they just were like, okay, 2012, Chicago.
But, like, think of how many things they didn't bother to do any research on. And the fact that they were like, but let's have the location of nationals be correct is, like, such a weird thing for them to pick.
I know. Why that one?
All right. Well, I hope you ran into all of our favorite New Directioners while you were there, Kayla. Mm-hmm. Back to your email. Show choir is actually kind of a big deal in random parts of the country, like the Midwest and Southern California. All the boys in show choir were also football or basketball jocks, and a lot of the girls were cheerleaders or dance team members. So it was actually pretty similar to the Glee Squad, except no one bullied anyone for being in choir. We had two successful co-ed choirs with 70-ish kids in each.
Wow.
And five traditional choirs. That is enormous. Wow. My brain cannot comprehend that.
I would get so overwhelmed in that group.
70 kids dancing in unison.
I'd cry on impact.
For real.
Something about a huge group is like very emotionally overwhelming to every person on earth.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that.
Aural intensity. All right. check out our episode on Wednesday. After high school, I went into healthcare. So for the last few years, I haven't met any former musical theater kids. Listening to Recovering Gleek makes me feel so seen and validates all my feelings about this show. During a minisode, you mentioned how the scoring system for traditional choir competitions go, so I thought I'd write in to give a perspective on how the scoring system for show choir competitions usually go outside of the absolutely backwards world of Glee. For starters, you actually perform twice during a 12-hour period. Competition starts at 8 a.m. with the JV choirs, then varsity performs. Mm-hmm. It's a numbered scoring system for the first performance, and the highest score you can get is usually around 600 points. There are categories that you get judged on, like vocals, choreography, showmanship, and cohesiveness. Right before the dinner break, daytime awards happens where they announce the winners from the first set of shows and the top six groups to advance to finals where you perform again. A judge gives you a critique after your first performance and they tell you how far apart the scoring is, so the second show is where you fix mistakes or do something the judge suggested to try and get a higher score to beat out the top scoring school. For finals, it's ranked scoring. Each judge ranks the schools from 1 to 6, depending on who they think should win. They average your ranks to determine who won. Final awards are usually 10 to 11 p.m., and they also give Best Choreography and Best Vocals Award and crown the Grand Champion Show Choir and give them a giant trophy. Sorry for the long-winded email. I'm just so happy there's even one person in the world curious about how show choir scoring works because it was a huge part of my life and I loved every minute of it. I love the podcast. I hate Will. And thank you for giving a voice to my inner show choir awkward teenager. Love and forehead kisses, Dr. Kayla Calhoun.
Oh my gosh. Doctor, thank you so much for this message. Honestly, the perfect time to send it as well, because we have regionals on Wednesday.
Oh.
So I'm really, actually, this is very interesting. I'd love to attend one of these. It'd probably be like a very, could you imagine being a parent there, just there for like 17 hours with like, you're just like putzing around, like getting like popcorn every couple of hours. It'd be so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go. Sounds like a nightmare. I want to go.
Weirdly, if I remember correctly, I do think that National Season 2, they do the performing twice a day thing. That they do like they perform in the morning and then they're judged and then the top blank amount go on and perform again in the evening.
Oh, I don't remember.
Everyone check back in. When we get to that episode.
Mm-hmm. No spoilers, though.
But I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
Well, Kayla, so glad you found this podcast made specifically for you. Thank you so much for your message. I'm very glad we know this now. Thanks. Up next, we have a voicemail from Megan.
Hi, Gleekies. It's Megan, pronounced she, her, and I'm from New Jersey, even. So I just finished listening to Sexy. So, so funny as always. What else should I expect? And when you guys were talking about, like, why they would even choose to have the Warblers perform Animal, and because it's not sexy at all, I have an interesting little anecdote that would maybe go against that point. So my best friend is now a gay man. But back, you know, when he was still in the closet, when this episode came out, around, like, 11 or 12 or so, and this number came on, he was sitting on the couch with his mom, and he was, like, in awe of Darren Criss's sexiness, and it like awakened something in him. And in that moment, he confessed to his mom that he likes guys, and he hasn't looked back since, ultimately. So I thought you guys would just think that was an interesting little rebuttal, a funny little story. Makes me crack up every time that he came out because of Glee. So yeah, love you guys. Bye.
Megan, hear me out. I feel like this has happened with a lot of people as well. Like, I feel like girls write in all the time. They're like, yeah, Santana made me realize I like girls. So I get that. The fact that it was Animal is very, 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 very funny. Thank you for sharing that story.
Yeah, not denying that that performance can be sexy to some people, but I will counter that if they had done Do You Think I'm Sexy, many more people would have come out.
It wouldn't be as funny. We would just know.
Yeah, we'd be like, of course he did. That's a given.
Well, yeah, we all did that day. It was a gravelly Darren Criss voice heard round the world. But it would have been, but it wasn't, because they had to cut it because they were like, you know, we know that these conservatives are going to go on TV in the morning and say how terrible our television show is.
Everyone listen to our episode on original songs coming out on Wednesday.
Megan, thanks so much. Up next, we have an email from Atlas.
All right. Hi, Ian and Lena. My name's Atlas, they, them, 21, about to be 22, from Minnesota. I'm sending this as I'm listening to the podcast about the sexy episode because I can't hold it in. That fucking moan out of Zadie Schuster's mouth needs to be censored. That is the absolute worst thing my ears have ever heard come out of his mouth. He needs to be stopped. That moan did not slay my vampire. All right, let me paint a picture for you. You had to send your son to boarding school because he was bullied out of the local public school for being gay. He immediately falls in love with the first other gay kid he sees. One day, you go into his room, and that gay kid is in your son's bed. Mm-hmm. He says nothing happened, but you can't be sure. A week later, you're at work, and the gay kid comes up to you and tells you that you need to educate your son on gay sex for the future. Kind of sus, right? So you give your son the sex talk best you can, and you think that's it. Another week later, your son tells you that him and the gay kid are now going steady. How the fuck is Bert still alive? I would lose my shit. There's no way he doesn't think that they fucked and blame it on the alcohol, and it was so bad that Blaine told him he needed to be educated, and now that he has all the info, they're dating. Like, just from the info that Bert gets, there's no way he doesn't think that they at least messed around a little. Thoughts? I love you guys and this podcast so much. My family hates me because I've relapsed hard into my Glee addiction because of this pod, and it's all I can talk about. I feel like I'm in middle school again. Thank you guys for making this podcast, and I really hope you guys continue through the series, but I understand if you gotta quit after season 3 or 4, because who wouldn't? Have an amazing day. Here's kisses. Here's a kiss on your forehead, Atlas.
Atlas, thank you so much. I hope I have an amazing day too, and I hope you as well have an amazing day. A couple things about this email. One, Atlas, you are very funny. Two, it is one of my simple pleasures in this life, hearing Ian Allred swear. That is not an invitation for you guys to make him swear in the emails, but I do love to hear it.
Atlas, I mean, Bert's super dad, what can I say?
That's
I think
so
you're
true.
Totally right. With the information given, what other conclusion is he supposed to reach?
I would too. But he's just the best dad ever and is like, you know what? I'm going to make sure this house is as safe as possible for my kid. I'm going to make sure he has the information. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there for my kid, and I'm going to let him do his thing. He is super dad.
And I think it speaks volumes to the fact that when he has the talk with Kurt, mm-hmm. it's not just like, here's the logistics, but he really does hone in on like, mm-hmm. here's how it can emotionally affect you, yeah. which is not something that like pamphlets will tell you.
Yeah.
Because it's very possible that in Bert's mind, it is already happening.
Yeah.
And so like Kurt needs to be, he needs someone to, you know, kind of like guide him and help him out with that.
Absolutely. Atlas, thank you so much for your message. Up next, we have a voicemail that I haven't heard yet because it came in at 3 a.m. this morning and... that's past my bedtime.
The reason this voice message came in so late is because I was at EP Tiffany's house watching a movie with her.
Oh, really?
We watched Promising Young Woman. It was a great time.
Wait, did you love it?
It was fantastic. I really liked
it.
And then I guess as I was driving home, she sent in this voicemail because then I got to my house and I checked my phone and it had come in. So let's hear what EP Tiff has to say, everyone.
Hi, Ian and Lena. This message is not for you. This is actually for all of the mini Gleeks out there. I just feel the need to get on here and defend my name. So, hi, I'm Tiffany. I'm a mini Gleek. I've been on the show a couple times. And a terrible story was told about me this week about how I would drive an hour out of town to a Sonic to get a grilled cheese on the regular. And you know, I feel like this needs more explanation because you were not fair. One, the town is 45 minutes away. Two, grilled cheese from Sonic hits the spot at 10:30 p.m. exactly. And three, it was not about the food. It was about the drive because college was hard and people sucked and we needed to vent. And that was the drive was for. Thank you. Bye.
I love her so much. And I have been on at least one of those Sonic drives. And I know it's not for Sonic, but it is very funny. And it makes sense if you think about the Dalton kids needing to take a drive to go to the Lima Bean. They're not going there for coffee. You can get a coffee anywhere. They have coffee in their hallways. They need to get out of town. So sorry, Tiffany, that we made you look bad on the pod.
That we added 15 minutes of distance.
Oh, yeah, dude, that is a big difference. It is, like, 45 minutes in an hour is a big difference. But sorry, Tiffany. You are so funny. I love you so much. I miss you. Up next, we have an email from friend of the podcast, Story.
Hello, Lena and Ian. Unfortunately, I'm writing in this week with a slightly harsher read on the episode than you had. Honestly, this might be one of my least favorite episodes of Glee ever. I'm an asexual lesbian, so this episode was pretty much destined to be my mortal enemy. And without getting too much into my personal life, the Emma storyline makes me so angry and just breaks my heart. I've been lucky to have had partners in the past who were totally willing to be patient with me while I was figuring out how I felt about sex. But when I say I've been lucky, what I really mean is they did the bare minimum that a respectful partner should do, but that is unfortunately not the norm. Emma is clearly going through something in regards to her own sexuality. Whether she herself is asexual or she just has complicated relationship with sex due to her mental illness, and the fact that everyone around her treats what she's going through as, one, a problem to be solved, and two, something that can only be attributed to her having feelings for Will is just so ugh. It is entirely possible for Emma to have a normal, healthy life and long, fulfilling relationships without sex, but that isn't even considered as an option, not even in the short term. Carl was willing to marry Emma when they weren't having sex, but since Emma doesn't want to have sex with him right now, he leaves her. Ugh. And then there's the Brittana of it all. I love Brittana as a couple. They were so important to me, and I think every young queer girl who watched Glee. But the scene between Brittany and Santana, where Santana convinces Brittany that them fooling around isn't cheating, it just doesn't sit right with me. The way the scene and future references to this treat the situation makes it pretty clear that Brittany actually fully believes that nothing Santana and her do constitutes cheating. And honestly, I find it hard to believe that Brittany can actually give full informed consent to Santana in this situation. Brittany trusts Santana implicitly, so if Santana tells her this doesn't count, then Brittany believes her. And Santana is using this situation to actively mislead Brittany so that she can continue to participate in physical and or sexual activities with her. It is a weird situation because Brittany loves Santana and would engage in all of these activities with Santana if she wasn't dating Artie, but consent to one activity does not mean consent to all activities. Santana is intentionally making Brittany think that their situation is different from reality so that she can trick Brittany into giving her consent, and that is not real consent, and that is never actually addressed in the show. For my own sanity and ability to enjoy Glee, I choose to ignore that particular exchange between Brittany and Santana and rewrite it as something like, I was okay doing this with you if it was just physical because I see a bigger moral quandary with emotional infidelity than physical infidelity, but I need to know what our emotional standing is because I think I have feelings for you and I think you have feelings for me, and that changes the situation. Lord knows the Glee writers certainly don't care about their own internal consistency, so why should I? Love you guys always, and I cannot wait to hear your opinions on original song. What a wild episode. Forever recovering Gleek, Story, She, Her.
What else do we need to say? You know, I completely agree. Like, they, like, Glee has, doesn't even know, I feel like, know the term asexual. And, like, even if, I don't even, oh my gosh, I don't even know. The way that the show treats Emma is so god-awful, and it makes me so sad. Like, so sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Story, are you talking about having to take the exchange between Brittany and Santana and rewriting it in your head?
Yeah.
That is like, that is a tool that needs to be in the toolbox of every Gleek. Like, yeah. There are so many things in this show that in order to, like, have a good time, you have to be like, well, we're just going to ignore that. Or, like, we're going to put our own spin on that, or just, like, add subtext that is not implicit whatsoever in what the writers wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that message. Up next, we have a very exciting voicemail from friends of the podcast, Sam and Morgan.
Hi, my name is Morgan, and I'm a Gleek.
Hi, my name is Sam, and I'm a Gleek, and we are super obsessed with your podcast, and we both have a question to ask you.
If you had to get rid of a main character in the show, obviously besides Will Schuster, even though he sucks, and replace them with a side character, who would it be and why?
Yes, we really want to know, like, just, like, because you can't get rid of Will because he's so integral to the, even though we don't like him. I personally would get rid of Artie. I know, controversial. Get rid of Artie, replace him with King himself, Jesse St. James.
My absolute king.
Of course, an icon, if you will. But, so yeah, so who would you get rid of and why? And who would you replace them with? Like, a side character. It can really be whoever. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's basically it. Thank you so much for an awesome podcast.
And we love you guys for making our lives better during...
COVID, yeah. Kiss on your foreheads. Mwah! Mwah!
All right, Sam and Morgan, thank you so much for this question.
Yeah, very exciting.
Let's get into this.
Who are you replacing? Who are you replacing, and who are you replacing them with?
Goodness. Who am I replacing? I've been going back and forth. The problem is they took out the easy option, I get. First of all, it's boring because, like, we would both say Will.
Artie and Jesse is such a good answer as well. And, we can't replace Will.
I would take a... I agree. Hear me out. I am Artie, according to Open Psychometrics. I am Artie, and yet I can recognize that he is a character I would not super grieve the loss of. No hate to Kevin McHale. He does a great job. I just don't love how he's written. Mm-hmm. Or I would take out Puck. It would be Artie or Puck. Maybe I'll do both, and I'll add two side characters. So Artie is leaving... You guess who just enrolled back into high school to get their GED and wants to fulfill their dream of being in an a cappella group? Howard Bamboo.
Damn it. I was going to say Howard Bamboo. Get out of here. I hate sharing a podcast with you. I was going to say Howard Bamboo, and you were going to be very excited that I said Howard Bamboo, and you freaking took my answer.
Well, you should have let me ask you first then, Lena. Brought this on yourself.
I literally was going to say Puck replaced with Howard Bamboo.
Well... I replaced Artie with Howard Bamboo. I'll replace Puck with someone else. So Artie drops out. No, Artie, I mean, like, Artie deserves a happy ending, I guess. Artie, yeah, totally. He gets picked up to be the world's youngest director, and he goes and directs a movie and drops out of high school, and Howard Bamboo comes in. Puck just goes missing. We never hear from him again.
Yeah, that's fine.
And he is replaced by Terry Schuster. Honestly, Terry and Howard...
They need a buddy comedy show.
They are a comedy duo that this show did not utilize to their full extent. They are both so, so funny.
I love them.
All right, who are you doing?
I was going to say Puck replaced with Howard Bamboo. But
that's the winning answer.
Yeah. And, like, Jesse, Howard Bamboo, those are two of my, like, favorite side characters ever. I'd put them in the club. Mm-hmm. I want to see, like, oh my gosh, they're so funny.
Hear me out.
Hearing you.
This is hard because I do love Terry Schuster.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They're basically one character. Puck goes missing. And then they're like, we have two people enrolling in New Directions. Howard's already in the club. Obviously, he's already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terry Schuster walks in and she says, and I brought my sister, Kendra.
Should we be Kendra and Terry for Halloween?
What a niche costume. No one would get it.
Also, who is who? Answer in the comments.
I think I'm Terry and you're Kendra, personally.
You can have like a fake pregnancy belly. And I can have a glass of wine and a bunch of ginger children running around. Oh, that'd be so funny.
Give me a spinoff about Terry, Kendra, and Howard solving crimes.
Oh my god. That's what I want. I want the X-Files. Those three.
The X-Files with them. I would watch the crap out of that show. Come on.
Oh my gosh. They are so funny.
They're the best.
It makes me sad. I miss them so much.
I know. They're so wasted on this show.
I know.
Well,
and like, I love Glee season 2 for what it is. But in comparison to Glee season 1, they feel like sometimes different shows.
They do. I 100% agree with that. It's like Glee, the first 13 episodes of Glee are very much one thing. Mm-hmm. And then the back half of season 1 mm-hmm. is like transitional. Mm-hmm. And then season 2 feels like it's a different show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Morgan and Sam.
Thank you so much. Last but certainly not least, we have a voicemail from Sophie.
Hi, friends. My name is Sophie. My pronouns are she, her. I'm from Indiana and I'm a Gleek. And I just felt really compelled to let you guys know that I just caught up to the episodes and minisodes as they appear live, because I was listening to this podcast so much, binging it so much, that I gave it up for Lent. And so I just was able to listen up to everything that I missed, and I'm caught up now. So Christ has risen, and happy to be back. Thank you guys for making such hilarious content. You are so funny. I don't even watch the episodes till after I listen to the podcast, and it's still hilarious. Have a great day.
Sophie, this is the best thing I've ever heard in my life. I feel honored that you gave us up for Lent. We're happy to have you back. I'm glad you're caught up now. That is, I lost my mind last night laughing at this. That is, what an honor. What a privilege. Wow. Thank you.
Christ is risen, everybody.
Honestly. So funny. So funny. Well, everyone, thank you so much for all your awesome messages. We love hearing from you guys. We love hearing your thoughts and feelings on the episode and on life. Love hearing from you. Before we part ways, let's play what's it called?
Relative.
Oh my gosh. The relative pitch game.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Who's going first this week?
You went first last week, so I'll go first this week.
Perfect.
We got, do you want to touch me? Mm. Animal, kiss, landslide, afternoon delight. I feel like I could do any of these songs.
Okay, perfect. I could be nice and give you the neon trees song, but I'm not going to do that because I've been having a losing streak. I want you to sing afternoon delight.
All right. Gonna grab my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna get a little bit of afternoon delight. Something, something, when it's right, it's right. Something, 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 feeling so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Boo! Afternoon delight. Boop! Oh, afternoon delight. Okay, so I think the gonna find is an F sharp to an A sharp, I believe. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
That's not what I sang. I was a half step off.
Oh, dang it.
That's an F to an A. No!
I'm sorry, buddy.
I can never show my face again.
I know.
All right. You know what?
Quit the podcast.
We got to pay homage to the best number of the episode. You're going to do Landslide.
Yes! Okay. It's low. I took my love and I took it down.
I climbed a mountain and I turned around and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till a landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Should I just keep going? Just kidding.
Yeah, do the whole
song. I won't. You can cut out any part of that.
So you think that I took my love and I mm-hmm. took it down. You think it's a G sharp to a C sharp.
Okay. Yeah, it's higher.
Yeah, you're a half step flat.
Dang it.
Ugh. Hey, we are exactly the same amount of off. You're just flat. I'm just sharp.
Classic
so,
us.
Together, we're exactly on pitch.
That sucks. I wanted to win this week. I wanted to win. Oh my gosh. There it is, everyone. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Thanks for so much for sending us voice messages. If you stick around for our next episode on Wednesday, original song, it is a wild ride. If you have thoughts about original song or anything, you can go ahead and send them to anchor.fm/recoveringgleek if you want to send us a voicemail, or you can send us an email to recoveringgleek@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok @recoveringgleek_podcast. You can follow us on Twitter @recoveringgleek. Be there.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Well,
love you guys.
Love you. Have a good rest of your week. Here's a mini kiss on your mini tiny little tiny forehead.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Good friends. Goodbye. Tomorrow becomes today. The Lena, the Ian, and the recovering Gleek will be waiting for you to come and play. To come and play.
Is that Bear in the Big Blue House? To come and
play. Yeah, it is Bear in the Big Blue House. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok @recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.